You're listening to the Sean Light Podcast, a show dedicated to helping fitness business owners escape the chaos of entrepreneurship, simplify the process, and finally, grow their business revenue to six figures and beyond. This show is about giving the frustrated entrepreneur straightforward solutions and giving you a real-time window into how Sean is building his company, 4A Health, into a seven-figure business. And now, your host, Sean Light.
All right, what's going on, friends and family of the Sean Light Podcast? I will apologize for a little inconsistency here in season two of the Sean Light Podcast, but the reason that it's been so inconsistent is because I have been in deep thought on a potential, what is looking like a definite, a potential big pivot in my business. And I want you to have this information because I think that it's really important. What I want to teach you, I want to teach you three different things today, and I'm going to show you how I'm using it to make a fairly dramatic change. It's a dramatic yet not dramatic change inside of my business. What I want to teach you today, I want to teach you about a red ocean, I want to teach you about a blue ocean, and I want to teach you about having a unique selling proposition in your business, okay? The first thing I want to teach you here is the red ocean. Most people, when they start a business, they're doing it because they think their thing is better. If you are in fitness, you are starting a business because you think that your level of training is better. If you are opening up a cookie shop, you have been probably baking those cookies for many years and everybody tells you how amazing they are. And you think that opening up your better cookie business will allow you to make more money. Here's the problem when it comes to that. Now, your cookies may be amazing. Your training may be amazing, but what you don't have is the cashola to infuse into your marketing budget, to teach the marketplace, to show them, to persuade them and influence them so that they now know that you are the best. If you're in the cookie business and you're creating an improvement offer, if you're saying that I am an improvement off of Chips Ahoy, I'm an improvement off of Oreos, I'm an improvement off of Nabisco or Keebler or wherever, whoever makes the best company then over Mrs. Fields, okay? Side note, if you think your cookies are better than Mrs. Fields, you've already lost because that's not true, okay? So if you're saying that my cookies are better than that, that means that you are immediately putting yourself into competition with the big dogs, with the Oreos, the Nabiscos, the Keeblers, the Mrs. Fields, Carvel, whoever makes cookies at a high level, if you're saying you're better than them, you are immediately competing with them. And in this world of business, if you don't have the money, if you're not the person with all the money that's influencing into R&D, research and development, marketing, ads, everything, okay? If you don't have the money, you're making it really difficult on yourself to do that. Borderline impossible, okay? And fitness is the same thing. If you open up a personal training studio because you're a better trainer and you have a better product than what's being put forth at Equinox, if you open it up under that context, now you're immediately competing with Equinox and their marketing budget. Do you think that that's going to be a fair fight? Of course not. So if that's the context in which you open your business, you're opening it with an improvement offer. What this is it's a red ocean. It's the bloody waters of a red ocean. All you can really do is compete for the scraps from Equinox, from Crunch, from Planet Fitness, from Mrs. Fields, from Oreos, from Nabisco, from Keebler, okay? All you can do is fight for the scraps because they're probably going to win. Okay, nothing's guaranteed, but when you have, that's a massive David and Goliath story where this huge conglomerate is being able to, it puts so much money into something that it's just so hard for the little guy to compete, okay? Now, what I want to give you is the alternative, right? If you're a small business, if you're just starting out, if you're thinking about opening a fitness business, if you're going to make a cookie shop or you're going to a book publisher or anything, right? What you want to start looking at is how you can differentiate your business. I heard Mark Cuban talking about the other day, and he said he's invested over $100 million into companies and into people and entrepreneurs that he has never met in his life. And the first thing he looks for is, are they differentiated enough? Okay, so the red ocean is, I'm better than you. I'm better with than the big guy. Let me compete there. The blue ocean is a new category altogether. Okay, and I'm going to use fitness as an example here because I know that industry so well. Look at anything that becomes popular, becomes a trend, becomes a fad in fitness. We'll look at yoga. We can look at Pilates. We can look at Zumba. We can look at CrossFit. We can look at group fitness, pole dancing fitness. We can look at all sorts of different things. But the commonality between all of them is they are new categories altogether. Equinox does not compete with Orange Theory. Equinox does not compete with Zumba, right? That is completely different altogether. They're all going for the same result, right? They're all going to create, they're all creating enjoyment or whatnot, right? But I'm sorry, they're not enjoyment. I was thinking cookies again. They're all creating health and fitness and wellness, okay? But it's a different vehicle to get there. So before any of those fads opened up, if all we were competing with was Equinox and all of a sudden I opened Zumba, I have no competition. I'm not competing with Equinox anymore. I'm trying to find the people who want to do fitness this way, right? Equinox is a lifestyle company. They're, you know, that's a completely different game. I don't need to compete with them over fitness. I need to compete with them over Zumba. And because they're not doing Zumba, I win. And that's a new category. Those are the open waters of a blue ocean, right? And that's a differentiated product. It's a new vehicle. It's a new category. And by creating a new category, you can immediately crown yourself the category king. And that is how you want to differentiate your vehicle. If you're a cookie business, maybe you don't want to compete with Oreos, so you create a vegan cookie or an organic cookie. It's still, we're trying to feed you. Still, we're trying to get you to enjoy a cookie, but we're going to do it in a different way. That is a blue ocean, and that is how you differentiate your product. And you look at the things that really succeed and become big. Let's look at Tesla. I'm not competing with Ford. I have a completely new way to get you from point A to point B. It is with an electric vehicle. I'm not competing with the Ford F-150. I'm not competing with Mitsubishi. And here's the interesting thing, is all of those companies are creating electric vehicles and Tesla is crushing them because they are the category king and they're trying to create an improvement offer off of what Tesla already owns. So you have to look at how you can differentiate your business. And that's where it leads us to the third component of what we're talking about here, which is the unique selling proposition of your business. Domino's Pizza's unique selling proposition, their USP, is fresh hot pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less. That is how they have made all of their money. And as Dan Kennedy, marketing genius, says, in their marketing, there is no mention of better sauce, better taste, better tasting pizza. We know better than that. There's no talk of Mama's old recipe from the old country. It is fresh hot pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less. Who wants that? College kids, drunk kids, people who want pizza fast, right? Like in my area here in New York City, there's great pizza all around. But I know that if I order from Domino's, it's going to be here in like freaking 10 minutes, right? And their unique selling proposition has allowed them to leverage that. They're not competing now with your mom and pop pizza shops around the area. When I order Domino's, which I do from time to time, when I order Domino's, I'm not doing it for better pizza. I'm doing it for the speed in which they can get it to me, right? That's why you order. That's a unique selling proposition. And you have to find out what is so unique. Why should somebody do business with you over anyone else in the marketplace? Now look, we got red ocean, we got blue ocean, and we got a USP. And in my opinion, the longer I'm in business, the more this feels like a requirement. This is, you know, if you want to be able to target customers better, if you want to be able to communicate and have messaging that can cut through the noise and actually reach somebody, I'm genuinely now of the belief, and I fought it for a while, but I'm genuinely now of the belief that that this is how it's done, that you act, that this is where you have to start with your messaging, with your differentiate, with your differences, with your uniqueness. You have to start in this spot. And in my world, I have always felt some sort of incongruency, a fight, like it didn't really fit with what I was doing for fitness business coaching. And there's a couple of reasons. You know, I go on Facebook and I see all these business coaches and fitness business coaches, and I do not jive at all with that. I do not jive at all with being a business coach online. It's not what I want for my business. It's not what I want for my company. It's not what I want for my life. And I have nothing against those people. That's just, however, it's just not me. And I've always felt that as I have been building the business. When I first started learning about Red Ocean, Blue Ocean, and how important it was, and trying to find that USP for your business, I kept coming back to the fact that my real unique proposition here is my unique background of both business and exercise science and sports science and strength and conditioning and training. And over the course of my entrepreneurial career, I have grown to appreciate and understand and grow in my knowledge of how sports science and strength and conditioning, you can leverage those techniques for success as an entrepreneur, right? On a very fundamental level, there's things like productivity, discipline, conviction, confidence, energy levels that every entrepreneur needs to have, and they are absolute required ingredients of a successful entity. And these are all trainable aspects that you can have inside of the gym. Now, as a part of my training and a part of my career as a strength coach, I became a self-proclaimed neuroscientist, self-proclaimed sports psychologist, and I've really dove into those worlds. And I know that so much of what is required from an entrepreneur in a business for productivity, efficiency, and achievement can be trained inside of the weight room. And that unique blend to me is the true unique aspect of the business. And so helping fitness coaches or trainers, or even just, you know, we've worked with a handful of companies that had nothing to do with fitness. Even as we have done that, it still felt incongruent with that USP. It still felt like I was selling marketing techniques and strategies and coaching and all of that. Well, you know, and there's a lot of value there. But for those of you who have been in the entrepreneurial game for a while, you know that those techniques are not the thing. Business is very simple. It's really just like the execution and the consistency, and the constant movement of the entrepreneur that ends up becoming the thing that makes you successful. So, and the more I've been around that, the more I've realized that sports science and those training techniques can actually literally create a better business and increase wealth accumulation, and so on and so forth. So selling marketing techniques seemed too blue ocean-y. I'm sorry, too red ocean-y. But if I could leverage it, if I was going to sell to businesses or sell to entrepreneurs or employees, type A, high achievers, if I started positioning exactly the same thing to them, but selling it as sports science for high achievers, or sports science for businesses, or sports science for entrepreneurs and employees, if we can start positioning the marketplace like that, or positioning the services like that, immediately it's a blue ocean. Nobody's doing that. I Googled it. I looked it up yesterday. Nobody's doing that. It doesn't exist. There are some sports science companies. There's, you know, you got Whoop Bands and Apple Fitness and Fitbit. Like, those are some sports science techie companies for this stuff, but they are not doing it for wealth purposes. That is a completely new category. Now, it does shift away from being emphasizing marketing and emphasizing business strategy to emphasizing the sports science. But the business itself, the things that I'm doing, don't really change. The only thing that's changing is the niche, is the messaging to attract that customer. And by doing that, I position myself in a really unique way, and I position myself in a blue ocean, and I allow myself to crown myself the category king of this category. And there's a lot of other boxes that it fits really well, much more so than the other one. Targeting is much more easy to target. The SEO capacity and availability is significantly higher. So there's a lot of little things here that are adding up to one really big pivot in the business, which is shifting from business coaching, marketing strategies, things like that, to start saying what we're doing is sports science for businesses to increase productivity, to increase accountability, to increase achievement. Now, admittedly, I don't have all of the words put together and sounding really nice, but it's developing. And initially, I feel like this is more congruent with the laws of success than how it was positioned before. So if you've stayed with me this far, what I want you to do is I want you to start looking at your business. I want you to start looking at the red ocean versus the blue ocean. Which are you in here, and how unique and how differentiated is what you are selling, and does it need to be refined? Does it need to be more laser focused on a more unique category? If you're looking for some references or some books to help you through this process, maybe to explain it a little bit different, Russell Brunson's book, Expert Secrets, is phenomenal. One that I would always recommend, even if you're just running any type of business. I think that that is important. The other book that I think would be helpful is a book called Play Bigger. Play Bigger is by, it's got a couple authors. It is Al Ramadan, Dave Peterson, Christopher Lockheed, and Kevin Maney. That book is all about creating your own category and crowning yourself the category king. So I believe that this podcast, if I was able to explain it well, I believe that this podcast can make you a lot of money and can make your life a lot easier as an advertiser, as a marketer, as a business person, just as a high achiever. Let me know what you think, and we'll see you back here for the next episode.
Did you know you can work one-on-one with Sean for free for 30 days to help you build your fitness business? If you want to learn more about how to take advantage of our 30-day runway coaching program, head over to 4acoaching.com and schedule your free momentum call. That's the number 4acoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for the next episode of the Sean Light Podcast.